Samlas turned and tweaked the young hedgehog's snout before delivering a whispered caution.
"He's a Gelsin chief, a logger-log, and whether you like him or not, what he says makes sense. Remember, you and Dwink ain't in the abbey now. You're out in woodlands by night. So you keep your eyes open and your mouth shut and obey orders, see?"
Samlas went back to the rear of the band, where he fell in step with Bosey. Skipper marched up front alongside Tugger Bruster. The Otter Chieftain had a fair idea of where the five-topped oak would be. Every once in a while, pale moonlight showed through the gaps in the treetops, casting moon shadow on the woodland floor. Samlas nodded ahead.
"Ah, I know where we are now. Pretty soon we'll come to a clearing up yonder. Skipper will be able to take a bearing on the oak from there."
Bosey silenced the old mouse with a wave of his paw.
"Whisht! Can you not hear that sound?"
Samlas stood still, listening.
"Aye. Sounds like a sort of rustling and thrashing, but I ain't certain where it is coming from."
Bosey crouched low, letting the others march ahead as he listened carefully, down close to ground level.
"Och, that could be more than one creature coming up from behind us. I think it's headed this way. You go and tell every beast to get off to the right of this trail. We'll lie low and see what it can be. Maybe find out if it's following us."
Word ran swiftly along the column, whilst Bosey crept back along the trail to investigate. Dwink and Humphrey obeyed the urgent signals of Samlas, as did the Gowson. The young Redwallers found themselves, along with Marrel and Tenker, lying flat in a dried-up watercourse to the right of the trail. Now they could all hear the noise. At first, it sounded like a stiff breeze, rushing low around the ferns and shrubbery of the woodland floor. But then, they heard the sounds of twigs snapping, and some beast or beasts beating about amidst the vegetation. The noises grew closer, along with a slight musty odour, quite unpleasant, a bit like dead fish and old damp bark. Dwink flinched slightly as Bosey dived in the dried watercourse beside him. The hare warned him to silence with a swift glance. Then the hissing could be clearly heard. It was Balis. The giant adder had been driven to madness. Leaving the ditch outside Redwall, he had battered his wounded head against tree trunks, trying to rid himself of the many hedgehog spikes which had pierced his mouth, nostrils, face and snout. Some broke off under the pounding, others were driven deeper into the huge blind reptile. Each wound became swollen and infected, with the double handicap of blindness and having no means of extracting the tormenting needles. Balis became insane with agony. Having lost all sense of smell and direction, the snake rampaged around the woodlands, hissing venomously, unable to do anything about his worsening condition.